What do you want? It's probably a question we hear or maybe ask in our families or in our workplace every single day, if not a couple times a day. Usually for very simple things like, what do you want to eat for breakfast? What do you want to do today? But at the heart of it is just asking, what is it that we desire? What do you want? I think that's actually at the heart of Jesus' message for the crowd and for us today, as he reveals that he is the bread of life. He wants them to dig a little deeper to see what it is that they hunger for. If it's just simply physical bread and sustenance to get by and get through another day, or are they seeking a different kind of life? What he would call the divine life, the eternal life. Not just a life that doesn't end, but a life that can provide for us in all things, right? That can make us want to continue each and every day. So what do you want? I think that could have been the question that the angel asked Elijah in today's first reading. Notice Elijah the prophet is essentially at the end of his rope in today's first reading. He really does not pull any punches in his prayer. It says he prayed for death, saying, "This is enough, O Lord, take my life." I don't think Elijah's trying to be dramatic or anything in this story, but he's essentially just saying, God, I've tried to follow you, I've tried to prophesy, and I've been rejected and run out of various towns. And so if it's just me doing this on my own, I'm throwing in the towel. I am done. There's no more for Elijah to do. It's kind of interesting because all the angel really helps Elijah do is to take a nap and then eat some food. So it's a reminder for us. Sometimes when you feel like the end of the rope, sometimes you need a nap and some food. So that's always the first option. But I actually think God is trying to do something much more dramatic with Elijah in how he gives him that sustenance, of how he propels him on this 40-day journey to the mountain of God. Because I think if Elijah really thought about what he wanted in this moment, it wasn't just enough physical energy to go on this journey. It wasn't just the perseverance to keep going. He felt like he had to do it all himself. Right? That he said, I don't have any more strength, Lord. And so if you're relying on me to do this, let's be done. Let's just say we did okay, we tried our best, and move on. And what God is wanting him to realize is, Elijah, it's okay if you don't have any more strength. It's okay if you can't do this anymore. Because I want you to know that I, your God, am with you. That I know that it's difficult to go out and preach and be rejected. But most especially, I want you to know that you are not isolated. You are not alone in this mission. But instead, I am here with you. And I think if Elijah was honest, that's what he was hungering for in this first reading. He wasn't just hungering for physical food, although he needed that, right? We need physical food to keep going. But God was trying to point him to a divine life, to say, sure, every day you're going to need to have food and maybe a little rest sometimes so you're not quite so cranky, Elijah. But if you're really going to be my prophet, if you're really going to lead a life that points towards heaven, you have to know that I can provide for you always. That I am actually with you there in your suffering, that you're not isolated and alone, but that I am with you. I think knowing that relationship and really seeing the angel of the Lord come back to him a second time is what helps Elijah know that. Right? It's not just that God gives him food and some water and then takes off and says, okay, Elijah, we're going that way. But he comes back to him a second time, waking him up and ordering him, but showing him that the angel and that God himself was there. That Elijah was not isolated, but that he was in that relationship to Almighty God. That's what Elijah was hungering for. That's what he wanted. And that's what propelled him to go and be his prophet. In the gospel, we hear the crowd murmuring about Jesus. They think that they know who he is because they saw him grow up in Nazareth. They know his parents, Mary and Joseph. And so they say, well, how can he say he's from heaven? How can he say he's God's son? We know where he came from. And Jesus first challenges that and tries to grow their gift of faith, to help them recognize that he's done these great miracles just days before he had performed the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 on the mountainside. This crowd was there with him. They came and sought him because of it. And so he says, yes, you knew me when I was growing up, but are there not signs that point towards me being something much greater than that? I was simply the son of Joseph and Mary. Why would I have done these things? But instead, trust me. Have that faith that I can provide for you, not just physical food, but something much greater. And that as he continues to explain that, as he is the bread of life, the living bread that will give us eternal life, I think he's challenging them to ask that question that Elijah had to ask. What do you want? What do you hunger for? Because if it's just physical food, sure, I guess God could snap his fingers and there's some more bread and we would be all fine. But he's challenging the crowd to say, do you hunger for something more? Do you hunger for unconditional love? Do you hunger for a freedom from sin and evil in this world? Do you hunger for the gifts that you don't deserve, but that one that sees you and knows you wants to give you? Because if they hunger for those things, Jesus is saying, I am the living bread that can give you those things. Certainly today, but also each and every day of our life, leading to eternal life. But if we just want the base things, if we just want a little food in our bellies and to survive, I think Jesus would say, you can get that a lot of places. There's nothing special about me if I just give you what you can find in other ways. But if you hunger for a life that is eternal, not just surviving and existing for all time, but an experience of the divine life. Right, about a month ago, I talked about the difference between Zoe and Bios. This Zoe is the divine life of God. That it's not just the divine life because it existed since before the creation of the world, but it's because in God's life, there's always something new and exciting. It's not a stale sort of life that just happens to exist for forever, but it's a joyful and exciting existence. So to always find something new within the three persons of the Trinity. To share that in love and allow it to pour out in such a way that provides for all of creation and each of us. That if we want that kind of Zoe, both here on this earth and in heaven, then we have to seek the bread of life. We have to seek that in Jesus Christ. So in the gospel, Jesus needs the crowd first to believe in him, to have faith that he is who he says he is. But then they need to realize what it is that they hunger for. If they hunger for something greater, if they hunger for that unconditional love of our Father, if they hunger for that saving grace that he wants to give, but that we do not deserve based on our sins and our weakness. Because if that's what we want and we ask him for it, he can give that to us. Also, just like he gave them physical bread. So, brothers and sisters, let us ask ourselves that same question at this Mass. What do you hunger for? What are the things that you want the Lord to provide for you? Not just physical things or security or earthly possessions. What are those intangible things that you want to give you joy and happiness forever? What does that unconditional love look like for you? Because I believe that he wants to give that to us, especially in the gift of the Eucharist. That every time we come forward down the rows to receive Christ in the form of bread and wine, we want to be able to say, Lord, I hunger for you in this way. I hunger for your presence and your accompaniment in my loneliness or in my trials. I hunger for you to provide for me, not just physically, but with the love you have so that I can love those around me. I hunger to experience your love for me even when I'm a mess and imperfect, so that I can love others in the same way. Maybe it's that I long for your mercy and forgiveness to know that I can get back up again and return to you. Whatever it is, I think we have to be able to answer that question to know what we hunger for. And to start looking for that in Jesus Christ. To looking for that, especially in the Eucharist, as the bread of life. So brothers and sisters, let us seek that today. To seek the things that we hunger for, so that Jesus won't just be our physical bread or what gets us through another day. Instead, our experience of the Eucharist will lead us to that divine life, will lead us to that Zoe of eternal life. Not just merely existing, but that he will be the one that fulfills all our desires and hungers.